Welcome to the way freedom flies. I hope that you all had a great week and you all are enjoying it. I know I didn't have as much time this week to pay attention to the political sphere as much as I like. Been diving into the Bible a little bit more, Bible studies, and I had a little bit of work to do, quite a bit, with cleaning up some trees, so that's where I'm at. But what there has been, we got some CPI information, which has been interesting, right? We all feel the prices a lot more than what maybe the government reports. And with this core CPI index coming in hotter month over month, so it's 0.4% higher month over month than what was estimated, which is 0.3, and the core CPI month over month is also 0.4 over higher than month over month in the estimated 0.3. So your CPI year over year is at 3.5%, which was also higher than what they estimated. And then the core CPI year over year was 3.8%. And I was reading something that somebody said that somebody did the calculations that from 2019, our grocery bill is a 40% inflation hike. Ouch, right? And we're all feeling that. I know if you have to buy food for yourself, you're feeling it. I know if you have to buy food for a family that of growing kids, you're also feeling that, it seems like, at a higher rate because the kids are just growing and they want to eat everything anyways. So, yeah, it's it is incredible to see where we're kind of going to on these on these inflationary side of things. And there has been talk from the Fed to lower the interest rates or do a rate decrease. I don't know how you do that in this economy. It doesn't make sense. Well, a lot of things don't make sense. So in the way that they're running the economy right now, right? Does it make sense to lower the interest rates? Not really. Keeping them stagnant doesn't even make sense, right? Because you have been stagnant now and you're seeing inflation rebound. There are other ways to tackle this, but the executive branch and the Democrats no way want to admit that Donald Trump was right. And that if you start going off and start putting a whole bunch of tariffs on all these other countries, make goods, and goods can be a little bit worse of a price from other countries than here, right? Maybe they have to swallow a little bit more of the tariff to be competitive. That's fine. At some point you probably want to lower the tariffs a little bit if you have competition in the United States, but you want to have that manufacturing base here and the competition here in the United States. You want to have something here in the United States to compete. I really enjoy to have multiple companies that compete on the same products that come from these other countries here in the United States, just so that we had a resource base here. And if a company's already doing it, why don't they build the manufacturing stuff here? And you can be cost, all this, that's what tariffs are for. Put the tariffs in and that equalizes it out. I get that people forgot about COVID already. It is, but the Democrats are playing that game again with some bird flu that we hear about every, 5 years, but I'm not paying attention to it. But the other side is what was a major side effect of COVID? The supply chain. Heck, we're even going through and people are talking about the supply chain today about what is wrong with the supply chain. I don't get why it's taken, 4 years? Has it been completely 4 years? 4 years of trying to go out and be like, we still have a supply chain issue. you should have fixed it out. You think that maybe if you would go down the road of changing some things, maybe have a manufacturing base here, that might be a good idea. I think that would be a great idea. But here we are, and this time where we have a rising inflation cost and putting more burden, right? They're passing bills with more burden to the farmer, more burden onto taking animals, everything else, more restrictions, more you have to inject shots, all this other stuff. They want to have complete control. Not really a free nation, is it? Not really a limited government. We should have the government needs to be limited. Now, I say that we need to have a smaller government. Now, that is not saying that we need to have a smaller Congress. I think the representatives need to expand to service fewer people per representative. I think that you could get up to like 5,000 with technology we have today. You have voting, you'd have more people in there. You could even have states convening for all major stuff in each state, and then they would be reported up. This is all, way better technology. We weren't just supposed to sit at 434 forever, right? There was supposed to be expansion. That was part of how they calculated it out in the beginning. Was there were so many representatives for so many people. But if you would have had that, I think that expansion of government's a little bit better. And that's not really expansion, that's just better representation. And then the smaller side has to shrink of all the people that get hired. That has to shrink. But right now we are on a runaway train, and there's no all the stop points and have been closed, and you can't use them. And if there is a stop at the end, I hope that it does stop us and we don't run right straight through. There is a lot here. A lot here that is coming down the pipe that I just am excited to see how God's going to intervene. I think that God, we are with God in here, if we're God believing Christians. But this is something that just needs to get fixed. This is something that needs to get to a better place. And it looks like Trump might be the one to be able to fix it. Like, who else is going to be able to fix it? That's a big question to me, is who else is there going to fix it? I'm not there. And you're not there. And everyone else seems like they're just out for themselves. I talk to many different people, but I have talked to some lately, and I think more and more people are coming to a realization that, how do I put this? That the rhinos and people in Congress don't have any ability to look at their constituents and do what's best for them. More and more people are saying, yep, they're just out for themselves. That's not a place where you should be. That's not what you even were elected for. If you're so incompetent, and I will say these people are incompetent, right? Doing evil things doesn't make you smart, makes you stupid. Makes you incompetent, in my opinion. But since that's happening, guess what? You're not putting the best interest forward. And all of a sudden, the oversight of, the Fed and everything else, you go and ask them questions. What is this in your purview? Blah, blah, blah. Congress is a joke, right? They go in and, hey, we're going to bring you in and ask you a whole bunch of questions and not do anything about it. We're going to ask you a whole bunch of questions. Yes, you perjured yourself, but guess what? That's okay. We don't care. We're just going to do this, that, and the next thing, right? That's what Congress does. It's boring. It's predictable. We get a mean written tweet. We get a mean written letter. Oh, great. That's going to change things. Okay, so I get your letter. I put it through the shredder. And now I don't even think about it again. That's just kind of how with, you know, Jim Jordan stuff, they write this mean written letter. And that's just how it kind of seems. Oh, we go through the shredder. Oh, it was a mean written letter. And what else happened? So you have the Fed that's doing all this crazy stuff. I didn't forget where we're going to with core CPI. We have all this inflation and everything else. And now you have to fix it. You have to fix it at some point because you're going to have $1 trillion in just servicing the debt at some point? At some point, right? That's just going to happen. Maybe we're there already. And we shouldn't be servicing debt. We should be getting it down. There's no end in sight for what these incompetent fools are doing. While Trump, I didn't like the stimulus, he had a plan going forward of what was going to happen. You're going to have tariffs on countries, put them on a certain level so that they would either incur the cost or have to have higher priced products, and they'd come in here to help help keep inflation underneath control while also filling the coffers of the Treasury through the tariff mechanism to offset the spending to help generate more income for the government or more money for the government, right? Well, what is it that this, you know, resident idiot wants to do right now? Increase income taxes. So what you work for is just going to go to the government. That's what he wants, is you to be your money to go directly to the government, and then they choose how to spend it. They're not looking at another generation mechanism. In fact, if you go back in history, did we always have the income tax? No. Yeah, back then it was what, only like 1% or something when it first was rammed through in 1913. Man, a lot of bad stuff started happening in 1913, but before that there was no income tax. So ask yourself this, what was the income of the government? How did the government get money? I think that's a great question to ask. I think people seem to forget a lot about everything that's been going on. And 4 years ago, about how Trump was attacking things. I can disagree with Trump on a lot of stuff. But one thing where he's been doing a quite a good job was the economic side. And right now, I don't think anybody, and I will say this, Trump's team as a whole did a good job. And of course, what did they just do to somebody in Trump's team that was head of doing the Chinese tariffs and stuff? Throw him in jail. Where is it, you know, Hunter Biden and everybody else? Oh yeah, they were just walking free. Where's Congress on that? Why did they throw him in jail? You could say a whole bunch of stuff. I think they're trying to teach him a lesson. I think that they don't like that he was so effective against Biden's greatest ally, the one that pays Biden the most. Or so it's said, right? 10% for the big guy. I mean, he just kissed his boots of China all the time, right? Came out with Taiwan. That Taiwan comment also came out with Ukraine. It's just, and it wasn't Biden directly, but what was it, Binkley or whatever that dumb person is. Man, I wish I could say this. There's this smart person in government. I'm hoping that in this election cycle, we get some smart people in government So I can actually say, oh, that was a good thing they did. Because this whole thing, and let's jump into warrantless spying on Americans. The 702, right? Mike Johnson, Speaker Mike Johnson, is urging members to reauthorize the FISA after President Trump said kill FISA. Mike Johnson can say all he wants about being a Christian, but going against your Christian values and standing in your Christian values, despite what others will say about you, this is getting ridiculous. Because if you were a true believing Christian and were able to stand in your strength, stand in your faith, that God will have the hedge of protection over you for what you're going to do that may be unpopular within Congress and what the Democrats want, I think you'd have a much better outcome. Because right now it is crazy, right? He's urging members to reauthorize the FISA, which means I got to get my butt to call my representative here, Fitzgerald. So here in Wisconsin. But why? Why do they want warrantless spying? By the way, you can't just undo something. This should really be taken up by the Supreme Court as well. And they should issue their opinion on it. I hope they do at some point. Because this should have them just say, no, you cannot do this. This is a violation of the Fourth Amendment. I was trying to think of the best way to put this, right? Sometimes you're thinking about it and you're like, oh yeah, well, they could be just as dumb as Congress. But I think that there's enough good people that they say, no, you can't have FISA. If you want to spy on American, you need a warrant. The Fourth Amendment's there. There's these protections in it. It's like the Democrats have Mike Johnson, have blackmail on Mike Johnson to do all this, or somebody else does. Because he was so concrete before, saying, I'm going to bring, have my Bible up here and everything, as I'm speaker, and you're just going against it. Like, it doesn't make any sense. So, it is bad to have this whole 72. I guess I'm here reading that the House just voted down a bill reauthorizing the federal government surveillance capabilities without requiring a warrant, as pushed by Republican Speaker Mike Johnson. But then there's Marjorie Taylor Greene said that he was actually pushing it behind the scenes. So that's a little bit more clarification. And remember, in 2018, Mike Johnson voted for a warrant requirement. And last summer, he voted to pass the Fourth Amendment is Not for Sale Act out of the Judiciary Committee. And I guess this was last night. That's when he was starting to propose it. So it's like you get into positions and they start forcing you to do things. You got to stand in your faith. We've talked about this in other ones. You have to stand in your faith that God will have your back. We cannot do this alone. We cannot just be of our human flesh and hope for the best. That's not how this works, right? Jesus did die for our sins, right? He was on the cross. But you can't just say, hey, this is the way. I'm going to operate in the flesh. This is just the way I'm going to operate because this is the only way I know. That's not going to get you to a better future, a better way of life, a better future for your kids and your kids' kids if you're running in government, to be able to put your path back, put America back on the path of godliness. A lot needs to change. I know I read someplace, a friend sent me this as I pull it up here. It was about the Arizona law, which I was very pleased by, which was abortions are banned in Arizona after Supreme Court upholds a 1864 law. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I think that is very much a great decision, and hopefully, or opinion, and hopefully more and more states will go down that way. I mean, they want to challenge everything, right? They want to have full control of stuff, but I'm hoping it doesn't get there, right? These Democrats want to have everyone dead. And there's some Republicans there too. I mean, it's about money to them. Money and power, money and power, money and power. And what do you really want? Do you want money and power? Want to have what the devil gave you? Or do you want all eternity of what God can give you? And God can give you more, right? God gives you a lot more, and he's a good father. The devil, there's a reason why they say you have to make a deal with the devil. Because that deal, while it may make you famous, it may make you a lot of money, what it also will do is make you just suffer in yourself because of what he's going to make you do because of what you wanted. A friend sent me this quote too. It was on a meme. Something to think about. Why do liberals demand gun control after every shooting, but never border control after every murder, blank and murder by illegals? I won't say the other word because who knows what the podcast apps will do to me if I say the R word that illegals have been doing. But that's a great question. Why don't they? One is to disarm the people. The other one is just a replacement, and the people can't protect themselves by what may happen anyways. They don't care about you. They care about the you being able to protect yourself. Why should you be able to protect yourself? That's a Democrat question. That's what Democrats want. They go through and they say, why should you protect yourself? There's no reason for that. And then in the same time, go through and say, show them all these murders and stuff by illegals. They don't even have to be illegals. We can go to certain cities. We don't care. It's not important. Not a big deal. To them, the death of somebody or everything else is not a big deal. It's the process of doing business to get what they want by their end means. It's sad, but it is what it is. And it is something we have to take into account. And so when you talk to somebody and you're trying to bring them into the light of what is actually going on, that's when you need to propose them certain questions. And there's questions like this that we just said through of, you want gun control, but what about the borders? To agree on the borders, you probably could say, then why can't I protect myself? Wouldn't you want to protect yourself? The thing about you and I is that we probably want all our liberal friends and even, you know, other liberals to be able to live. They should, at some point, they will be judged by God. that's just what's going to happen. And hopefully they have turned to the Lord at that point. I always hope for the best. I do understand that a lot of this will never happen. I pray that people have an awakening, like Damascus, right? Paul to Damascus, having that awakening. Because what better to have somebody that has been in that sector of craziness, to know the ins and outs, to know how we can use God and faith and our prowess and what God's called us to do to destroy it. Why not? I mean, that's a good thing. I don't know if you put somebody in leadership of that, but you'd be able to take that information as they would come back to the Lord and say, here's what I'm willing to do. Here's what I can do. I can tell you all this stuff. And hopefully that would then help facilitate the change. I think that would be a good Damascus change, right? Teaching us how to destroy the enemy. That's beautiful. I mean, we're going to do that anyways because God's on our side. But if you want to join us and make it more efficient, I'm all for it. I like when we restore things, when we make things back to where they need to be. Right now, right, we're on a inflation sidekick. Side note here, you're going to get me on. We got to peg a 2% growth rate of inflation target. Why? Makes no sense. I'll say that much, but that's a whole nother topic I could go down. I only got a few minutes left here, but we going down the road, just being able to do more, have faith in it, and bring God back into this country, restore it back to where it needs to be. Constitution is still good. Putting God back into places. I like to see the Ten Commandments everywhere. I like to see God back in there. What is it? I was listening to Joe Dan Gorman on his, Intellectual Frog Legs 2 episodes ago, when he went into the 1947 opinion by the Supreme Court with the separation of state and God. If you look at what Thomas Jefferson wrote in the founding of the Constitution, everything else that he's written on that of where the state needs to be and where church needs to be, he said the state needs to be separated from the church. He didn't want what England had. And neither the founding fathers want what England had, where the state controlled the church. They need to be separate. However, you need to have God in government. You need to have the church in government. Because if he's not with you, what is your moral standing? Where are you going to go? Where is the direction you want to go? If it's not with God, what is it? You don't have morals without God. You don't have a foundation. You don't have a duty to do things. You can just do things willy-nilly, whenever you like, however you feel. Sound familiar? Sounds like things that they're doing today? Yep. With that, I want to say thank you for listening to The Way Freedom Flies. Thank you so much for supporting this podcast. I am praying for everybody out there, and until next time, God bless.